We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bob, we got some breaking news here. Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo, I'm sure at the risk of being labeled a doom and gloom guy, just a few days after the Nationals kicked off the post-pandemic season, Rizzo, their general manager, is hitting the brakes, this according to multiple stories. And here's his quote. It's because they still haven't received Friday's coronavirus test results. Per MLB's protocol, Rizzo says, all players and staff were tested for COVID-19 on Friday, July 3rd. 72 hours later, we have yet to receive the results of those tests. We cannot have our players and staff work at risk. Therefore, we have canceled our team workout scheduled for this morning. And he's basically saying that this can't go on. We're not going to go on, he says. We will not sacrifice the health and safety of our players, staff, and families. Without accurate and timely testing, it is simply not safe for us to continue with summer camp. Major League Baseball needs to work quickly to resolve issues with their processes and their lab. Otherwise, summer camp and the 2020 season are at risk. So there you have it, a GM in baseball canceling workouts for today and saying we can't go on with the current testing format. What do you make of this, Bob?
Well, I think they did it in Houston also, Joe. They're waiting. They had results that they haven't gotten, so they, too, are probably going to delay what they do moving forward until they get the results. It's interesting how this works. I've seen some, like the PGA Tour, they get a result, and they get a result of it pretty quickly. They get a test to the point where last week Cameron Champ was tested positive one day, and then 3 days in a row after that, he was tested negative. I don't know how he got the result so fast. But you would think that if they're going to do this, they're going to do it with quicker results. I don't know how the testing is done. I don't know how the results are given. So I'm really not at, you know, a situation where I could figure it out. I thought they get the results rather quickly. And
the testing is done every other day, and the results clearly are slow. That would be the answer to those questions.
Yeah, but I thought the results are supposed to be quick. Why do them every day in the NHL bubble if you're not going to get the results? That would lead to confusion.
Well, that's a good question. I know. That's a good question for me. I've been confused on this issue. Is there immediate result testing? Is that what the PGA had? They tell you what, within hours or what?
Well, he was tested and on the grounds and told not they got the results back. I don't know when the test was done, but again, he had three successive days of testing after that, and they produced all negative results. So I don't know, they classify this as a false positive, or it's so much over my head in terms of I don't understand what or how reliable a lot of the results may be even coming in. But they seem to have gotten it rather quickly. That's my only point here. And for baseball to be waiting for several days would go against what they're trying to do. I think if you test, you want to know immediately what you have or what you're dealing with. And that's why these teams have decided to, you know, put the brakes on a little bit.
Right. Of course. I had somebody in the media text me last week saying, look, nobody's talking about this. The bubble's safe in baseball if the only people who are allowed in are negative upon being tested every single day. But that would require immediate results testing. I hadn't seen a clear story on the thing yet, so I asked Derek Shelton point blank last week, how often are they testing and when do the results come back? He said every other day, and it takes 24 to 48 hours. So therefore, at least we know this. In baseball, you're not going to have a safe bubble. We know that because you're not getting immediate results testing. Now, the next question is, okay, are other sports getting that? You're right about that, Bob. If the NHL plans to test every day, then shouldn't we presume they're getting fairly quick results, like same day, within hours results? Aren't those kinds of tests available somehow? It's unbelievable. First of all, it's unbelievable to me that Major League Baseball would have launched into summer camp and not be able to produce test results within 72 hours for teams. I mean, that's nuts. And I credit Mike Rizzo for standing up and saying this publicly. 72 hours, we have yet to receive the results of our test.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And again, the whole, when I saw the protocol, and I don't know if you've read it, Joe, for the NHL, it's pretty long. But just as it is with every sport, there's so many things that you got to watch out for. You make you wonder how you can even play these sports with the guidelines that they have. But I, because the NHL said daily testing, I just assumed, and maybe that's a wrong assumption to make, but when you say you're going to test daily, means you're going to get a result that night, which means the next day you'll test again based on the result. If you don't have the result from day one on a Monday, how in the world are you going to test Tuesday, Wednesday with any accuracy, knowing that you don't still don't know what number one is on Monday? So that seems weird. And I've heard that there are tests out there which become immediate result driven. So I don't know who has them. I don't know if they cost more. I don't know where that is. It's certainly not in the general public. I know that, which is why I said that sports has an advantage when it comes to safety, because of all the medical information they need at their hands. They're going to have as much testing as necessary, and the people in the general public who have to go out and work every day don't have that advantage. But I assumed that they would get rapid responses.
Well, clearly that was, and so did I, before I talked to Derek Shelton last week. Clearly that's a wrong assumption. And clearly...
Well, why would NHL do it then that way?
I don't know. Is Major League Baseball not wanting to hoard resources that are not available to the general public? I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is the general manager of the Washington Nationals says his team, his organization, hasn't gotten test results for 72 hours, and he's smartly saying, what the hell is going on here? We're shutting down summer camp right now. We're not going to work out today. Do you blame him? I certainly don't.
No. I don't blame him, just because you don't know. And if you don't know, that can open up even more. We saw it in Atlanta now. That they had tests, including one to Freddie Freeman, come back positive, and they decided to delay things. And I guess that therein lies the problem. If you don't get immediate results, then I don't know how you can function any sport anywhere. You have to have the results, and they have to be quick. So I believe there are tests out there that you can get quickly. There's a rapid response test somewhere. I don't know who has them or what you have to do to get them. But I would imagine the NHL has them because, again, if you are announcing that you're testing every day, you must know that you're going to get the results rather quickly.
I talked to a guy who works for a company who said he took a blood test that was quick result test. So I think those tests are absolutely out there. But in what kind of supply? And again, I wonder if this is something about Major League Baseball not wanting to hoard testing equipment, testing supplies that are not available to the general public. I don't know, man. But I do know this is you can't create anything like a bubble if people aren't getting results for 72 hours. So we'll track that story as the day goes on here, and perhaps somebody can enlighten us in the medical profession. Bob, you have friends who are doctors that you golf with. Can you have somebody call us and enlighten us here on testing procedures?
Yes. In fact, I'll do
that.
That
would be awesome.
So that we have an answer. I'll do that so we have an answer before we get off here.
That'd be great, actually, if we could do that. But that's the story right now in baseball. No workout, Rizzo says. So we'll track that one. Steelers defense. It seems ridiculous to go from that to the Steelers defense. But, Bob, go ahead and make your case, Pro Football Focus. Now, they were talking the best fantasy defense, which means things like sacks and turnovers. That not necessarily the best defense overall, but if you're getting sacks and turnovers, you're certainly in that conversation. But are they the best going in here, the best defense in football?
I would say yes, and the reason I'm saying yes is because of the cohesion, and it's very unusual to get it in a salary cap sport when you always have turnover. They're returning basically everyone from defense with an addition of a healthy Stephon to it. New England has a very good defense. San Francisco has a very good defense. There are a lot of teams out there, but there have been changes to it. I think sometimes change can alter how teams play defensively. The Steelers were in the top five in a lot of categories. They had some individual guys who were the best in the game, like T.J. Watt. I just think with this group coming back, Joe, the reason I think it's the best is because they're together, and if hypothetically there are no preseason games, they know where they stand. If you are a team that has a new coach, a new defensive coordinator, new players, I think you're off to probably a really slow start defensively because a lot of people don't necessarily grasp that defense yet. I think this group is well-tuned. I think, if anything, it's an injury or a lack of depth that could, you know, ruin that. But if they stay healthy, I don't see why they shouldn't be considered the best defense in the NFL, which is why I'm very bullish on what they can be this year with Roethlisberger on offense. It doesn't take much to improve those offensive numbers to go with a defense that, if it's as good as it was last year, they'll win a large amount of games.
They're going to be very good. I think that's practically inarguable. But I'll tell you next, Bob, why I don't think they're the best. 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on any of the topics that Bob and I are discussing today? We'd love to have you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.